This is the evening of the first new moon in the spring. The landscape is the sign of Aries. Displaying the wonderful blooming all around us in nature. The beautiful expansion we see in nature every spring, as part of the cycle of growth. From the balance of day and night at the equinox until the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, reminds us of cycles we've known ever since we've been on this planet. Cycles short enough for us to be able to experience them many times. And the yearly cycle of seasons, as we experience it in our latitudes, is an invitation to approach cycles so big we won't have a chance to complete them in one or even many lifetimes. Cycles of growth and evolution over millennia. So the stage set this morning at the time of the new moon, which is when the sun and moon come together, was in Aries. And together with those two luminaries, we had a big gathering of planetary influences, that is, specific qualities of energies that we can make use of in our own lives when we become aware of them. Most of these planets present together with Sun and Moon in Aries are very familiar to us. They are well known. They are planets that orbit in the visible part of the solar system. They are accessible to the naked eye. With one exception. Eris. Eris is this disturbing presence that is nagging until awakening happens. So, in this gathering of peaceful planets coming together, a little bit like in a family celebration, Eris brings a little bit of agitation and restlessness. And it is a good thing. That energy arises from the bottom of our being. Every single time something no longer works, no longer serves, is outdated, is preventing our evolution. So, what is experienced at a time as a disturbance, a chaotic, unpleasant upheaval is actually a beautiful opening. Currently, Eris is triggering our heart, as you will have noticed. This results in us being invited again and again to dive beneath the surface of our daily mundane activities and endeavors and to meander with the movements our heart makes in response to reality as we experience it individually. It is all about daily life, ordinary, mundane things and happenings. And it is precisely in that intermediary zone between what we are very aware of and consciously navigating, although we may not know our bearings, and the deeper areas of subconscious or unconscious experiences. What the disruptive energy of Aries tends to do is to shake agitate, provoke, forcing us to move deeper into the recesses of our heart we rarely come and visit. The demand is to access those spaces and occupy them so we can own them. There is no escape. The simplicity of the task is obvious. Anything and everything will take us there. At the same time, the subtleties of the defense may be difficult to bypass. Here we have a nearly invisible and yet highly sophisticated lace work of defense, of those very sensitive, delicate, precious areas of our heart that we have protected for a long time. For obvious reasons and for reasons we are not aware of. We have tried to preserve our pristine beauty and purity. And at the same time, we have been prevented from doing so by some deep-seated programming that blocked access to our heart, to those secret areas where the heart is so tender. Where the heart is so free. Where the heart resonates so deeply with our source. So this is a simple and complex matter. Consider the possibility take any ordinary task, moment, meeting during an ordinary day, and letting those events and encounters move you and take you into those recesses of the heart, beneath the surface of the well-behaved self that is on the surface. And allow those movements to expand the inner spaces, to reveal more secret cavities and the resonance. They emit when we enter them consciously. This is a beautiful, slightly challenging thing to be exploring. At the same time, and in parallel, we are presented with a possibility to connect with the surrounding world, the environment, the world at large, the universe, in a slightly different way than we normally do. The possibility resides in allowing our bodies, especially the physical body, to connect with whatever we experience sensorily, and keeping a very vague gaze rather than a focused vision, to start to feel both things, the people, the movements, and possible reflections. Like when I see the reflection of my body in the window at night, I can see the window in myself and outside. Three things at once. Or I can see the reflection of the sun, the reflection of the clouds, the reflection of the trees, and the pond. At the same time, the ripples in the pond due to the wind. And the mirror of the water. So the invitation is not to distinguish necessarily every single aspect. of that perceived reality, but rather to allow multiple layers of our perception to be absorbed simultaneously. This gives us a perception of reality that is a lot more unified, harmonious, and we can feel the cohesion of the whole. Despite the complexity, so multiple layers, different aspects of reality perceived globally as a possibility to change the way we interpret reality. That is, we don't know exactly what is going on. We don't really make sense of all those clues we get from the many layers we can perceive at once. But instead of having to jump from a fragment of reality to another, not knowing they don't move, they don't happen on the same plane, we expand our vision and perceive, even though it's blurred, the global, the entire field of which we can make no sense. So, two things. Firstly, it's not about understanding reality. Secondly, it's about the sensation we have when we comprehend, we perceive that reality we are surrounded by, we are part of as a whole. That sensation of greater peace. Greater confidence. Because the whole is perceived as something that is coherent. Because we can feel we are part of it. So the vastness and the complexity support and hold the many complicated issues that a focused vision couldn't resolve. Rather than understanding the reality with the lenses of our mind and the limitation of a programmed mind, and the projections of an identified mind, we have the possibility to resonate with the greatest self that we can see reflected in all that we perceive around us. That greatest self that is projected is a reflection of our inner self. And the point here is the fact that one is reflecting the other one. One reflecting the other means they are part of the same experience. At this point, we need to be reassured. We need to be pacified. And this perception, along with this opening of our heart and the resonance with our true self that is awakening, our safe guidelines. Our safe navigating tools. And our full body human system, the physical body, mental body, the emotional body, and the spiritual body, can be experienced as a part of the universe, partaking in the global process in complete coherence. And harmony. This is what we need to experience right now. Nothing.